Chazar is the initial halacha. Yichaskel Shragim and Rabbi Yehuda Masech the Brachas Daf Samach Beis. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva says I once went after Rabbi Yeshua into the bathroom to watch and learn from him, and I learned three things. Number one is I learned that you can't go to the bathroom with your front or back facing the Makom HaMikdash. The second thing I learned is that you only unclothe yourself once you're sitting, not while you're still standing. And number three is that I learned you only use your left hand when wiping, not your right hand. And as I asked, how could you do that? That's chutzpah to go with your Rebbe to the bathroom. Rabbi Akiva said it's Torah, and I needed to learn it. Interestingly enough, another writer says that Benazi did the same thing, and he followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom, and he learned the exact same three things. And this time, Rabbi Yehuda said to Benazai, how are you allowed to do that? It's a chutzpah, and he told him, it's Torah Hiva Lilmud Ani Tzarech. Kahana once went and hid under the bed of Rav when he was going to have Tashmish, because he wanted to learn the dinim and the proper conduct there, but Rav told him it's not proper for him to be here, he has to leave. As far as why we don't wipe using our right hand, so Rava says it's because the Torah was given with the right hand, like the pasuk says, Mimina Eish Tavos Lomai. Rava Rachana says because you use your right hand for eating, so it's cleanliness. And Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shlakish says it's because you use it to tie your tefillin onto your hand. And finally, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says because you use it when you're showing the Tamei HaTorah, the trup of the Torah, you use your hands to show that. Brisa brings down, Rav Eliezer says because you use it to eat, Rav Yeshua says you use it because you use it to write, and Rav Akiva says because you use it to show the trup. Hanukkah Machani Loi says someone who's careful with sneers in the bathroom is saved from snakes, from scorpions, and from shadim. Some say even from dreams, meaning he'll only have good dreams. There was a bathroom in Tveria where the shadim would have a lot of control over there, and yet Rabbi Ami Arasi would go in by themselves and they would not get harmed, and they said it's because of the sneers that they have. Abaya's stepmother raised a sheep to go with him into the bathroom so they should always have someone else there to protect him from the shadim. And Rav would go to the bathroom before he became Rosh Hashiva, so his wife would just make noise outside to scare away the shadim. But after he became Rosh Hashiva and he needed more shmira, so then they cut a window near the bathroom. She would stick her hand through the window and keep it on his head, and that way be there, so to say, with him and to save him from shadim. Rabbi's Machlekes, where Ula says that if you go behind a wall, you can go to the bathroom right there. You don't have to worry about going away from people. But if you're in an open field, you have to go far enough away that you can go to the bathroom without your friend hearing you going to the bathroom. Isi Bar Nosson says that behind the bathroom, you still have to go far enough away that, in fact, behind a wall, you still have to go far enough away that no one can hear you going to the bathroom. In an open field, you have to go far enough away that no one can even see you. Bryce says, who's a tznua? Someone who goes to the bathroom at night in a place where he would go during the day. Maria said, we find that many would not go so far there at night, not travel far away to go to the bathroom like they would during the day. So how can you say you have to do that? So my first answer is that it's talking about, I mean, you go to the bathroom in the way that you go during the day. You go that same way at night, meaning that you're very tzniastic. Rashi says it means they should always look for a corner to go to the bathroom. This way, everyone else is on one side of the corner, you're privately on the other side of the corner. Mark brings a brisa where Benazi says go to the bathroom early in the morning and late at night, so therefore you shouldn't have to go so far to look for someplace to go to the bathroom. Another brisa says Benazi said you can sleep on anything except the ground because that can make a person sick. You can sit on anything except for a beam because then you can fall. Shmuel said sleeping at Amud HaShachar is very, very healthy, very beneficial. Going to the bathroom at Amud HaShachar is also very beneficial. Bar Kapara would say when you're hungry, eat right away. When you're thirsty, drink right away. When you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom right away. Abaye said when you're going to the bathroom, make sure not to look around at the women who may be there, because it's very obviously very not sneistic. Rababa went outside the bathroom and gave a cough to see if anyone was inside, and Rav Safra said, come on in, and he was actually in there. Rabbi Abba said, we learned that you're not supposed to do that. In fact, by the Beis HaMikdash, they had a special the bathrooms with doors so that people shouldn't come in. So why'd you tell me to come in? Safra thought that Rabbi Abba had to go to the bathroom very badly, and we learned in the Braisa, Shemeng Mil says, someone who has to go to the bathroom and doesn't go, it can lead to sicknesses. Lozo was going to the bathroom, and a certain guy came and pushed him away, and a snake came and killed the guy. So Rabbi Lozo said, this is, you read a pasuk on it to show that that the person deserved to die for doing that. Rabbi Elazar explains Pesukim to say that David told Shaul, really I should kill you because you're a roid if you're trying to kill me. But it's because I saw the level of tznius that you had when you went to the bathroom, that's why I didn't kill you. Pasuk also says that David went and cut off a piece of Shaul's cloak to show him that he could have killed him. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina said this is why that David in the later days couldn't get warmed by any clothing because Kolam Avazas Habegodim Soif Ein Enenem Him. Pasuk also says that David said that Hashem is like causing Shaul to go and come after him, and because of that, Dr. Belozar, he got punished. David should told him that you're going to make a mistake in an open pasuk, and which is referring to where David counted the Yidden by actually counting the Yidden without collecting coins from them to count them with coins, and because of that, it caused the Magefa. And Belozar explains the pesukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malach HaMoves that he should take the life of Avisha ben Tzruya, that he is shakal keneged roiv of the majority of the Sanhedrin, and in that way the Yidden will have a kapara through his death. Rav explained the pasuk to say it was really in the schus of Yaakov Avinu that the megepa stopped. Shmuel says when it was in the schus of the ashes of the Akedas Yitzchok. Yitzchak Nafka says it was in the schus of the original money that was used to count the Yidden the first time in the Midbar. Yechon explains the pasuk that means it was the schus of the Beis HaMikdash that the plague stopped. Misha said, lo yikonis adam laharabayis v'makloi. It says he can't also make it a kapandaria. What's that? So Rav explained, it means a shortcut. Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Avuah, said if someone goes into a shul not for the point of using it as a shortcut and he goes in for a different reason, once he's there, he is allowed to use it as a shortcut. Rav Avuah said if there was a path there originally that used to be a shortcut and then you built a shul on top of it, you can still use that shul as a shortcut. Chelba in the name of Huna said someone who goes into the shul to daven also can use it as a shortcut. Rava said it's mutter to spit in a shul, just like it's mutter to wear shoes in a shul, and therefore you see it's not like the higher bias. Or yes, maybe we should go to Chumra and say that you're not allowed to spit in a shul also. Rava says we learn that from a house, just like someone would be makbet, his house shouldn't be used as a shortcut, but he wouldn't be makbet for spitting. Same thing as with a shul.